Okay, we left off in the Mishnah with Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. And let's take a look at the Mishnah. And Be'ezer Hashem, what we're going to do, what we always emphasize, is that Iyun and Amelus Batera requires a first step of asking questions in Pshat. So today what we're going to try to do is deal with questions in Pshat, in the Mishnah, in the Rashi, and in the Gemara. And eventually, after we deal with those questions in Pshat, we'll see the implications based on how it manifests in Shas and in what's colloquially called Lamdus. So let's go Be'ezer Hashem slowly. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bamedvar Mamurim B'dinei Nefashas. What do we have a psul of Karov Apostle be messing up the entire cap? That's in the B'dinei Nefashas. B'dinei Mamunas Tiskayim Ha'edus B'sha'ar. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Yomer Echad B'dinei Mamunas V'Echad B'dinei Nefashas. The halacha applies to both of them, that a Karov or Apostle will mess up the entire cap. Now the Mishnah yet hasn't described exactly how it will mess up the cat. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'imasai b'zman shehisru behen. Avo b'zman shelo hisru behen, ma yasu shnei achin shero be'echad shaharag es hanefesh. This only applies when there was hasra. But when there wasn't any hasra, so then, if we're going to say that without any hasra, every cat is going to become pasul, what should we do with two brothers? Shero be'echad sharigas ha-nefesh. Anytime you have two brothers that are watching an event, so then you're going to have in the cat, careful, that you're going to have in the cat, nimtzach ha-mem karov u'pasul. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi and try to see what bothers us in the Mishnah and in the Rashi. Zok de'helige Rashi, B'dinei nefashos d'chsiv v'yitzilu ha'edo madrina ha'schusa. Echo d'nei mamonis, nami edusam b'tehel. Even when it comes to d'nei mamonis, Rebbe holds the edus is going to be batal. B'zman shehisru behem, u'b'dinei nefashos. Ki amrinam batla, b'zman shehakarvo apostle nishtatev be'edus mitfia, lios min hamasrin bo'ivrei avera. If they are the ones who are warning them, so then, in such a case, Rashi says it's going to make them possible. Avon lo yisru behem, v'lo kivnu lios eidim b'davar. But if they didn't warn them and they didn't have kavana to be eidim on this matter, lo batla eidus acherim, then the eidus does not become batal. The other eidus does not become batal. From Rashi is mashma, of course, that still the two brothers are not going to be able to testify together, but the whole cat doesn't become possible. B'shvil riyasim shalelu, d'ma yasu shnei achin shorom shalishi min hashuk be'echad shaharag es hanefesh. Rebbe will say, what type of question could we ask in pshat on this Rashi? What should jump out at you when you read the Rashi? Yes, Mordechai Yaakov.
How do we check for kavanah?
Excellent. L'chura Rashi brought in something that wasn't in the Mishnah at all. The Mishnah says that Hasra is important, right? The issue is, if there is Hasra, what is the Pshat that the issue is with Hasra? If they warn the Eidim, so then in such a case, we know that they intend to testify. And then in such a case, we're going to have the problem of Karov Apostle. However, if we're not talking about that, but rather we're talking about a case in which they weren't Masra, so then in such a case, they're not joined together. Rashi does something very, very strange. Rashi adds something that didn't appear in the Mishnah at all. Why did Rashi add this? Why did Rashi add this in the Mishnah? Shana Aleph is also allowed to answer. Or it doesn't count. Yeah. Aaron, go ahead.
To be Masbir Dine Mominus that doesn't have Asra.
To be Masbir Dine Mominus that doesn't have Asra. Okay. Good. You added more than I would have stated the first step. Okay, that's good. Any other suggestions? Maybe let's start even more simply. Aaron's already dealing with the problems that the Rishonim are dealing with. The first step is to read Mishnah and Gemara well, even before to deal with what the Rishonim are dealing with. Just in Mishnah and Gemara, reading the Mishnah and Gemara properly. What's Rashi doing here? Rashi's a pelah, right? You hear what's bothering me? Why did Rashi bring this in at all? Just a good shot at making a good rating on the Mishnah and Gemara. Rabina says this, Rav Braunschweig, one of my rabbeim, emphasizes this all the time, that Rav Soloveitchik Shir, that Lahavdil, then Rav Soloveitchik Shir, what they Rav Soloveitchik always started, that the Lomdo started with a good reading of Pshat. He didn't even, Rav Soloveitchik didn't quote a lot of Marmakos. It was Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, and Rambam. That was basically it. And all the beautiful Shtiklach Torah started with being able to read the Gemara Rashi, Mishnah Gemara Rashi properly. So what's going on here? The Talmidim pointed out well that Rashi brought in something that doesn't appear in the Mishnah. So Aaron gave a cheshbo before Aaron's cheshbo, just in terms of pshat in Mishnah and Gemara. Before Aaron's already making cheshbonus in the Rishon, but sometimes if you jump to the cheshbonus in the Rishon, you can miss the point in pshat. Yeah, Oren.
Not necessary. They don't necessarily need to be the ones who are giving the Hasra. They could also be dating. Therefore, Rashi is saying that even if...
Why? Mehechi Tesi, where did Rashi get that from?
Where
did Rashi get that from? Maybe it's only those who are Edom are the ones who are getting the Hasra, or giving the Hasra. Maybe those are the only ones who consider the Edom.
You could say that if they're the ones who are the Edom, you can have another person who's Hasra and the Edom would still work.
I'll explain to you what's bothering me. Where did Rashi get this idea of Kavana from at all? That's what I'm bothered by. Yes, Josh?
The Gemara later on where it says, hey,
beautiful, beautiful. Rashi is already dealing with the fact. Rashi, we said, is the biggest Lamdin, and he's also the best fifth grade Rebbe. Rashi takes us by the hand. And Rashi is taking us by the hand over here. Rashi is telling us, you should know, that even though the Mishnah seems to say that only Hasra is what brings the Eden together, the Gemara is going to say differently. That's funny also, right? The Gemara is going to say differently. But that's what emerges. Take a look at the Gemara. Now let's begin the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My on, my yasu shnei achim." Says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Heichi amrina luhu. Now immediately, all of the Rishonim explain heichi amrina luhu as referring to almost all the Rishonim. You can't say the word all ever. Mistake on my part. But the Rishonim generally understood what Heichi Amrina Luhu mean. Heichi Amrina Luhu means how does Beis Din interrogate the Eidim. That's how Rashi learns. Heichi Amrina Luhu l'karuv apostle l'mivdikinu im mitchila l'eidus niskavnu. So the Gemara already is going to bring in the phenomenon that the Eidim could have kavana to be Eidim or not. And Rashi points out that according to the Maskanas HaGemara, as Rava delineates, there are really two stages over here. There's a stage of the fellow being, where the fellow is Masra, and even if the fellow is not Masra, the question is going to be, what is his Kavana? So what Rashi is doing is he's anticipating what the Gemara is going to say. And what does the Gemara say? There are really two ways that people could be joined together as a kat of Edom. Number one is clearly they're a kat of Edom if they're a masra. Number two, if they had kavana, and that's the teretz of the Gemara. Amarava hachi amrina lu. This is what we say to him. Lemechzi yisisu. Did you come here just to watch? We're going to discuss when we close our Gemaras. People who came to watch exciting events here on Friday. Did they come here just to watch because they were excited for a showdown? Or they came to be Aden. And their kavana is going to be important. But if they say that they came to see, now, there are other hezberim that the Rishonim give. Why would you find Rashi's pshat in the way to read the Mishnah and Gemara a little bit difficult? What would be difficult in this Hezber of Rashi? Yes, Gilad?
Rebbe never mentioned that in the Mishnah.
Rebbe never mentioned the Mishnah. Beautiful. In other words, there's nothing in the Mishnah that indicates the idea of it's totally whether Lemetzia Sisa or Lesavia Sisa. So Rashi's Hezber over here is, it definitely works, and we know why Rashi did it, Leave aside, Aaron, you don't even have to go to the complicated explanation. Very simple, you don't need to bring a Dine Mamas. You're right, there are Rishonim that are going to bring a Dine Mamas. There's nothing in Rashi, though, that indicates that he's bringing in Dine Mamas over here. What we see, what's going on, is that Rashi is bothered by the Maskanas HaGemara. Rashi is being Mechadesh that the Gemara is going to tell us something that the Mishnah didn't say. What's difficult, as Gilad says, is that that's not the simple reading of the Mishnah the way Rashi presents it. Rashi is bothered that essentially the Mishnah and Gemara say two different things. And Rashi says both are true. You know, the joke that they say that there were two Baladinim, two litigants that came in to a Rav, and the Rav listened to one of them. Reuven said, he owes me $100. And the Rav says to him, you're right. And then Shimon says, he owes me $100. The Rav says, you're right. And then the Rebbetzin calls out from the kitchen and says, how could they both be right? And the Rav says, you're also right. So that's what this Rashi reminds me of. Rashi's saying both are right. Rashi's saying that the Mishnah is right, that Hasra is going to be something, and then he's also saying that Rav is right. Now, what's going to bother some Rishonim is how could they both be right? In other words, the Mishnah is emphasizing one thing, and the Gemara is emphasizing something else. So let's take a look and see. We're starting slowly. Let's take a look and see what the Rishonim say. You can pass both, please. Let's take a look and see. Let's start with the Meiri before the Ritva. Let's take both. Thank you. So Meiri has a very interesting pshat, which essentially the Ritva repeats. In one of his Perushim. Take a look in the red edition is page Yud Gimel. Where is it? I'm referring to Mayasu Shnei Achin. In the bold, it says Mayasu Shnei Achin. Where is it in the brown edition? By the way, the brown edition is better than the red edition. So those of you who have it, that has less mistakes. Mayasu Shnei Achin Shero Be'echad Shariges HaNefesh. Ve'heyech Re'isem. Anybody know where I'm referring to in the brown edition? In the red edition, page Yud Gimel, 10 lines from the top on the first column. Says the Meiri, V'heich Re'isim Afkas Mimenu Din Hariga Af Bekama Edim Eladafka Bishin Iskavnu Leheyit. He says, like the Maskanas HaGemara. No one found it yet in the brown edition. It's about 10 lines into Dibar Maskalu Bier. 10 lines into Dibar Maskalu Bier. V'keitzad ata makirim kivnu lehedim la bizman sheisru behem. Shekol shu masre miskavin lu lehed bevadai. V'loshen zeh rotza lomar shehisru behem shayuroi lomar shehisru bo. Perusho al over aveira. What did the Meiri just say? How did the Meiri explain shehisru of the Mishnah? Look what he does. Look what the Meiri does. What does he do in the Lashon of Asra? What does he do over here? No one found it yet in the brown edition still. Can you pass it, Yosef?
Yud Aleph.
Found it, Yud Aleph. Where? The Lashon Zed. Yeah, look at that. It's also 10 lines in the first column. From you, in the red, it's Yud Gimel, 10 lines in the brown, it's 10 lines in on Yud Aleph. What did the Meiri just do? How did the Meiri learn? Yes, Mordechai Yaakov. What's that?
Yeah.
Hisru he learns is not entirely dafka. It doesn't mean that they have to mamish be masra. But rather what it means, that these were people that were capable of warning them. In other words, if you have somebody that's watching whether an Avera is going to take place, someone who's just coming to look for entertainment, to come in, someone who's coming for Ruchnius, again, Vamevin Yavin. If someone's coming for entertainment, so then he wasn't even Roy Lahasros. Someone who's coming to look whether this event is taking place, so then in such a case, then he's Eidus Sheroy Lahasros. Now again, the weakness of the Meiri's pshat is that he's taking Rashi took both Stadim in the Mishnah and Gemara literally. The Meiri says the Lashon HaHasros is lav dafka, and basically what Rava is doing is he's modifying the LaHasros. Then he says, when we come up from Yesh Mefarshim, Hazra Zu Milashon Iyum, Shehabezdin Ayimo, Ba'osam Ha'edim HaKroivim, V'hisrum Lizachar Be'edusam. Wow! He gives an amazing pshat now. The Meiri says that the Hisru Be'en doesn't mean that the Edim are warning the Anida, but rather Bezdin intimidates them to the point to remember their Edus. And they basically push them and they ask them, what was your intention when you were seeing this? Was your intention to see it as Edus? So then in such a case, a carnival apostle will mess up the cat. In contrast to if you just came to do it just for entertainment, so then in such a case, a Karav apostle is not going to mess up the cap. So we see a very, very different approach in the Meiri's Havana of Hasra. And what the Meiri does is he's mamish cholek on Rashi's Havana of Hasra, that Hasra means either the Edom give the fellow Hasra, and that shows that they're a cap, or they intend to see it. But rather the Hasra, according to Meiri, is going on Bezdin, that Bezdin intimidates to make sure where they are standing and holding. Now, let's keep this question of pshat in mind and deal with another question that Tosfos is bothered with. Says Tosfos in Dibur HaMasel Heicham Minam Luhu, Zokte Heile Gethesis, Koi Adine Mominus. Bishleim Adino Nefoshes Loi Koshe. Hey, if you are in the next year, now in history, by a korev apostle in love, el aparech bedine mominus de lek asra. Rabbi Yisai, what's Taisa saying over here? Yes, Eitan.
Hey, if you meaning, how do we qualify that the Edom are actually coming to give that they were coming to be Edom, that only applies to Dine Mamonos because the Mishnah already gave together by Dine Nefasos.
Oh, so this is what Aaron was saying. Aaron was saying that there's another pshat question that exists on the Gemara. And the pshat question in the Gemara, well, you know what, let's not call it another. Tosos from the same is bothered by the same question from a different angle. Tosa says, what do you mean? Heichi amrina luhu. The Mishnah already gave us the way in which we know whether these Edim are one group or not, and whether a Karav apostle is going to pass to the group. And what's that suggestion? Suggestion is in history book. Oh. Rabosai, Tosos addressed the problem that we were bothered by when we read the Rashi. That's what Tosos is doing here. Tosfos is addressing the pshat problem. Tosfos is not just some Talmud Chacham that decided to do conceptual thinking and to say beautiful abstract concepts with nafkaminas and in shas. He does that too. But Tosfos, most of the time, starts with the problem in pshat. We're going to see, this is going to explode in the next few days. This will explode with nafkaminas in how people get married. But at first, starts with reading pshat appropriately. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos is bothered by the same kasha, and that is, what do you mean, heichi amrinan lehu? How does Tosfos understand the kasha of heichi amrinan lehu? Tosfos is understand the Gemara is saying, how do we know whether these guys are a kat of Edom or not? The answer is whether they gave the fellow asra or they didn't give the fellow asra. So that's what Tosfos is bothered by. There's a phantom question here in Tosfos. And therefore, Tosfos immediately jumps in and gives a teretz. Koi adine mominus. We're not talking about dine nefashos. Why does Tosfos say dine mominos? Just make sense of Tosfos' words. Make sure that everything is clear and pshat. Why does Tosfos say koi adine mominus? How do you solve the problem? Again, what's the problem? What does the Gemara mean when it says heicher minalu? The Mishnah already told us that it's the hasra that binds them together. So how do you solve it? Yeah? Go ahead, Benji.
There's no hasra by mominus.
Beautiful. Because there's no Asra by Mominus. There's no requirement. If you look in the Sefer Sanhedrin, in the 4th and 5th parak that have these halachos, I'm not talking about the Sefer Sanhedrin Gemara. Most of the things you need to know to be able to read a Tosfos is not Gemaras. to know Shas is going to take you and I another 10 years or so. So how are we supposed to read a Tosfos? The answer is, you know, Mishnayos. Almost 90% of the references you'll be able to understand. You have to look up the Gemara, but you understand. If you know Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, then you'll be able to understand most of the references. Be'ezer Hashem. Once we do this for another 20 years, then we'll know Shas. But Tosfos, you just need to know that the Mishnayos, that the friendship between the halakos of Hasra by Mamanos versus Hasra when it comes to Nefashos. So Tosfos is telling us, the Mishnah, Tosfos' pshat is beautiful. We're going to see, the interesting thing is, the Bali Tosfos at the end of the day might not go with this. But Tosfos at this stage of the game gives us a beautiful pshat. And the beautiful pshat is, that what we're talking about here is a case of Dinei Mamanos. And if we're talking about Dinei Mamanos, then the Mishnah didn't address it at all. And then the Gemara is smooth. So let's see it again in Tosfos' words. Koya Dinei Mamanos. Vishleim Adinei Fashas Lo Kashe Echar Minan. Dinei Anim Hisru Bo Akarav Upasal. And not. If we're talking about Dinei Nefashos, the Gemara wouldn't start. El Parak B'Dinei Mamanos Deleka Hasra. Now Rabosai, if we begin to learn Bi'iyun, what's the question that we need to ask then? What's the follow-up question we need to ask? Once Tosfos gives us this chat, the question we need to ask is, then why didn't Rashi learn this way? Right, Josh, that was what you were going to say?
Different question.
What's your question?
This doesn't fit within Rebbe Yossi. This only starts according to Rebbe.
Yefemot. Okay, good. The Ritva will be miyachis to that. Very good. So, but the next question we need to ask is, what's Rashi? Rashi didn't give that pshat. Tosfos' pshat is simple, is beautiful. There's two categories over here. Eidus Nefashos is joined together with Hasra. Eidus of Mamanos is joined together Nechzi Anan. Why did Rashi not learn this way? Okay, so someone has a mahalach. So Josh is already embarking on something. But again, let's first have pshat clear in the Rishonim, and then we'll be able to continue on. Yes, David.
Question of pshat, do we know that Rashi doesn't learn like that? Do we know that Rashi doesn't?
Well, there's no indication that Rashi's learning. Anybody have any indication that Rashi was learning like Tosfos? It doesn't seem that way to me.
But does he not learn like that? Does he show?
No! The question now is Nafka Mina and Pshat. Right. Nafka Mina and Lamdus or in Alafa will leave for now. First, Nafka Mina and Pshat. Yes, Avi.
I had a question, just to clarify a little, why in the end, Tosfos was saying it's talking about DNA Mamanos. And how does he explain at the end of the piece
that
says,
ooh, okay, beautiful. Maybe you changed the direction of Shir. By the way, every single Shana Aleph guy could be able to do this. We'll be able to do this, Be'ezer Hashem, next year. If you keep on working, Be'ezer Hashem, every single one of you will be able to do it. A.B. points out that there's something that doesn't add up according to Tosfos. Could anybody be mechavin to A.B. in the Ma'aram? Something doesn't work in Pshat, in the Gemara. Yes?
If it's only talking about Mamanos, why bring Shnei Achin?
Beautiful. Azoy frek the Ma'aram. By the way, who helped us out a lot here? The Gemara that is not my favorite Gemara. Who helps you out? The Oz V'Hadar is... I love the Oz V'Hadar, does amazing. I use it at home. I just haven't gotten used to the way they put out the riffs. I still use the old Gemara, although the old Gemara also makes reference to the points that the Oz V'Hadar makes. So you take a look, one of your Osios over there. The Ma'aram asks a bomb kasha on Tosfos. And maybe Avi could suggest that this is the reason why Rashi did not learn like Tosfos. And that is, here I want to hear from the Shana Aleph guys. Is there something in this Gemara that doesn't add up in... according to the way Tosfos had learned? When I say this Gemara, I mean from Heichi Aminalu, 5 lines from the bottom, till Be'echad Shaharei Ges HaNefesh. What doesn't add up? There's something here that doesn't add up. According to Tosfos, let me spell it out. According to Tosfos, the Gemara here is talking about Mamanos, and the Mishnah was talking about Nefashos. So what doesn't add up? What doesn't add up in the words of the Gemara? Yes? It's Avi, right?
Yeah. That we don't need Aiden by case of Dinei Mamanos?
We don't need... What do you mean we don't... Well, we sometimes do. If I borrowed money from Josh, and I then deny it, Josh needs to bring two Aiden that I owe him money. So generally, by Dinei Mamanos, you would need Aiden. But what about... Let's take your point a little bit further, Avi. What about at the end of the words of the Gemara, on the second at the end on the second line. I amri lemetzi asu ma yasu shnei achin shiro be'echad shariges nefesh. So the simple way of reading the Gemara is that you need to ask the Edom whether they intended to testify or not, whether they intended to witness or not, because otherwise every single case where you have a murder, if there are two brothers there that are watching, then they're going to passel everybody. That's what the Gemara is saying. What's strange about that line according to Rashi? Okay, Dine Mamanos, good, you're on the right track. Dine Mamanos, according to Tosos, is the only subject of our Gemara. Our Gemara is not talking about Dine Nefashos. Because according to Tosfos, we said that the Mishnah, it says Hasra, is talking about how you define a cat by Nefashos. And the Gemara that talks about Heichem Rinalu is talking about Mamanos. So this line doesn't make any sense. So what does the Maram do? The Maram does something radical, which I think you'll tell me, you'll fill me in, I'm not using the Hosvahadar now. By the way, there's a rule, I'll tell you a secret, a Rebbe secret. The rule of thumb is, as a Rebbe, that you always have to have a Sfarim that your Talmidim have. Because you got to know what they're going to, you got to be prepared what they throw at you. So eventually I started using the Hosvahadar, because the guys used to tell me, Beferish HaGos Tziyunim, as if it was like Beferish HaGemara. They used to tell me, so I had to give in, so I now sit with two Gemaras. I sit with the Hosvahadar on the daf. And then when I turn to the back, I use the old Gemara. Okay, so you'll remind me what it says in that goes to Yunim. Let's take a look at the Maram. One time when I was teaching the Grus Kola, there's a guy who kept on raising his hand and saying, the Shevet Alevi says like this, the Grus Moshe says like this, and my Hilchos Shabbos here. So after a couple of weeks, he came over to me and said to me, I think, Rebbe, you should have this new Mishnah Berurah. Now they have in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they quote all the relevant Shalos Tshuvos. So I looked up one Tshuva Sefer, or one thing, but there they have everything sitting in front of him. So now I have to use the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. He had everything in front of him, all the Shalos Tshuvos Sfarim, just with the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. So now I have to use that as well. Talmida Yosem Mikulam, right? Okay, so the Maram on Daf Vav points out that he thinks there's an error in the text of the Gemara. The Maram says that the Gemara does not make sense according to Tosas. He writes, pick up from Nearly. I'm only going to discuss Nearly. That's almost the second to last line. Nearly. The lava del ilkoi. Ela piska bifnei atzma. He's going on the words over here in the Gemara of Mayasu Shneyachin. What would happen, Avi, if we were put two dots right before Mayasu? Then the entire Gemara would be changed. The entire complexion of the Gemara, all you got to do is add two dots. Says the Maram, what we're going to do is add two dots. Nearly delavu will call it piska bifnei atzma v'shaychel itmar debasarachi. The kashuli dalafi tosas lo koi rava adine nefashos ela adine mamanos. Rava is not talking about dine nefashos. So mayasu shnei achin doesn't make any sense. Now they did an amazing job, those others. As frustrated as I am that they changed the layout of the rush and the riff, they did an amazing job. Because what osa is it? I don't have the gemara in front of me. What osa is in those other? Most of you have those other, right? Dalid? In Dalid, they quote a litany of Rishonim that all don't have the change of the Maram. So, it could be that this serves as a defense for Rashi, a defense for Tosos. At the end of the day, but Rashi will have, in other words, let me spell out what I mean, that according to Rashi might say to Tosos, you're not going to be able to read Mayasu Shnei Achim. Because the words Mayasu Shnei Achin are going on what? Mayasu Shnei Achin clearly talking about Ritzicha as well. So for that reason, the Maram needs to say, you got to put two dots. You take a look at those other, they quote the Rif and others, that all explicitly included Ma'asu Shnei Afin. So this might be a reason why, even though Tosfos' Teretz at first glance is very neat and very beautiful, or I like to be tough with Aaron. So Aaron's initial answer seemed to be sharp, but at the end of the day, it doesn't work. Why? Why? Because Rashi is going to say that Aaron's Teretz is wrong, because it doesn't fit into the words of the Gemara. Now, Tosfos is going to need a defense. At the end of the day, basically what he was saying was what Tosfos says. Tosfos is going to need a defense according to those Rishonim. Maybe Tosfos would have put the two dots over there. But at the end of the day, this is the Nakuda of this sugya. Now, let's continue on and point out that there might be a third issue that's at play over here. And this explodes into one of the most important sugyas in Shas in Eidus. Let's take a look at the next line in the Gemara. Itmar Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kereb Yaisi Rav Nachman Amar Halacha Kereb. And as you see from the Ein Mishpat, that's the small letters, we see that the Halacha is like Rebbe, that we say Echad Dinei Mamnes VeEchad Dinei Nefashos. Tosfos then explodes this to Kol HaTorah Kula. But what's interesting is Tosfos explodes it to Kol HaTorah Kula, and then he comes back to a point in Pshat to solve the problem. Kasha asks Tesis, Heich matzinu yadeinu v'ragleinu kishenoisnen get sheyesh b'maymad kroivim. It's interesting, Tosis asks from get and not when it comes to Kedushin. Tosis says, how could a get be given? There are relatives there. V'ayulonu lomar de'edus haksherim batal. We should say that the edus haksherim are batal. Because what did we just learn? We learned that this halacha doesn't only apply to actually, it's a little bit of a problem. This over here right now is going within Tosfos Dibur Maskil's Halacha Ki Rav Yossi, right? Rav Yossi said we're talking about Dinei Nefashos, but the Rishonim explained that Get has Nafkamina L'Nefashos. So Tosfos is assuming that falls into the category of Nefashos. So since it falls into the category of Nefashos, Tosfos asks, when it comes to Get, at the end of the day, every time you have someone else that's watching, he's going to make the get possible. V'hai dum yudadine nefashos, the sharina neishas ish, yesh ba mises bezdin. V'tam dipiroshis lil, gabeiris nefashos, shayet nami beget. V'gam the Rebbe nami kasha, shepa'om miyisgavin echon me'akroivim leheyit. And even according to Rebbe, who says you need kavana, so then in such a case, once you have kavana, then the krovim should make everybody possible. Lokach nira the read the gamla Rav Yosi l'omer da yusam teila al dafka ba'osin shem meidim b'fnei bezdin, avol b'shvil re'il l'chuda lo. Tosfos says an amazing chiddush according to Reed, and that is that the halacha of miskaving leheid applies not only for someone who's miskaving for re'iyah, but also someone who is made b'fnei bezdin. There are two conditions that are necessary. It's not enough re'iyah alone, but also you need to be miskaveh, you need to be made in bezdin. V'im Tomar asks Tosfos, in kein, ma parach horig yatzil, v'ayin aholech leheid b'bezdin. Tosfos asks, but wait a second. Upstairs in the Gemara, we didn't assume that way. Upstairs in the Gemara, we said, and this some people might not have seen, the Gemara says, has a havamina, that even the litigant who's killing, or the defendant who was killed, should passel the edus. But according to the Ri that just got through saying, that's dafka osin shemeidim ifnei bezdin, so then in such a case, how could he be someone who's posel? He definitely wasn't there in court. If the fellow is already dead, he wasn't there in court. And that leads the Reed to say an amazing chiddush. Va'omer Reed, devade mitchila yisaver hashas to Rabbi Yosi, kinami, einon bon lehei bebezin, edusam betela. Umishani bimikaime dover hakosim bedamer. Kloimar, kishibon lekaime dover bebezin, omer Rabbi Yosi, nimtzeach meinkaru apostle, edusam betela. Here, Tosfos, the Reed, brings in the most fascinating approach in our sugya, a very, very dramatic approach. A brilliant approach. Says the Ri, you're right. Originally we thought anybody who's possible, that sees with everybody else the event could passel the entire cat. And that was the Gemara's kasha 10 lines from the bottom. El me'ata horug yaksil. However, what was the teretz of Rava? Rava quoted, Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. Bimekaimi dibarak. Bimekaimi davarak basa medaber. It's only those people. Now, what? It's a very, very interesting lashon, which we're going to spend time on. Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. What does it mean, yakum davar? So, the simple way of reading the Bible, you should look up the pasuk, Dvar Mutes, means that we will substantiate the matter with two Aden. We will verify the event through two Aden. But it's very interesting, the Lashon L'Kayem. L'Kayem doesn't only mean to substantiate. In halakhic terminology, L'Kayem means to fulfill. It's almost as if the event doesn't take place unless you have these two people. Says Tosos, the event halachically takes place is dependent on these two Eidim. In the Hav Amina, we thought that anybody who sees it could passel. In the Maskana, what we're saying is it's the Eidim who fulfill the event, who allow the event to take place. And therefore, in the Maskanas HaGemara, it's not just dependent on Stam, person who sees. But the Maskanas HaGemara Mikai Midavar is it gives an added dimension to the Eidim. The Eidim are the individuals who fulfill the event as having taken place. Now, the reason why I'm formulating as fulfill, you're going to see later on the significance of that as well, tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. But right now, Tosa says, in the Hava Mina, we thought that a horeg yatzil, anybody who sees it. The chidush is, no, the Edom have a unique status. They are the mekaymei hadavar. They're the people who fulfill the event. So Rabosai, Tosas now has answered his question. When it comes to edus of a get, the only people that are going to be significant are those people who are mekaymei hadavar, who fulfill the event. Who fulfills the event? When does the event become fulfilled? Not when the event is seen, but when it's testified in Bezdin. It becomes a reality in Bezdin. And therefore, the horug, the defendant, is inconsequential. Not just at Stam, we're saying that the Edim are the only people that are important. The Gemara is being mechadesh something else. The event becomes a halakhic reality, not because what the newspapers report, as we segue to a new topic. Not with simply the newspapers report, but the event becomes a reality when it's stated in front of Bezdin. Now here, I have one or two more minutes. You understand how Tosfos answered the kasha? Beautiful. Rabosai comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says that Tosfos is not only telling us a yesod in Lomdus, which we're going to have to explode in Mirtz Hashem into Shas, but says the Ritva, open up the Ritva, that according to Tosfos, we now have a new Havana in Pshat. How many different Pshatim did we have in our Gemara? How to read the relationship between the Mishnah and the Gemara? Number one, we had the Pshat of Rashi. What was the Pshat of Rashi? Rashi said that you have both criterion, right? That was the Pshat according to Rashi. What does that mean? That either they give Hasra, then Karo Apostle will make a problem, or if you have Niskavnu Lahayit. That's how Rashi learned. How did the Me'iri learn? Niskavnu Lahayit is important. The Mishnah's Lashon She'isru Ben is Lav Dafka. How did the Tosas Dibar Masla Lahayichi Amrina learn? Tosas said that the Mishnah was talking about Nefashos, and our Gemara is talking about Mamonos. Comes along the Ritva and says that even though Tosas Dibar Maskel Shmuel did not spell this out, there's another layer over here in Tosas that starts also with Pshat. Take a look in the Ritva and Dibar Maskel Eimasai Ve'efshar Od Loma. Everybody have it? Dibar Maskel Eimasai? I would say it's 3/5 of the way in. By the way, read over the whole Ritva. Please read over the Ritva, and you will see that some of the other pshatim are also in the Ritva that we saw in other mepharshim. Everybody have it? Ve'efshar Odomar? In the Masad Rakuk edition, it's on Ayin Zayin, column Ayin Zayin, again, 10 lines down from the first column. Well, who has the... Here, you want to give me a brown, and I'll tell everybody where it is?
6 lines down.
Six lines down. Is the brown or... Oh, you're in the red.
Four lines from the bottom.
What's your name?
Nafi.
Nafi says it's where?
It's 6 lines down, last word.
6 lines down from the first column. And on the brown edition, it's 4 lines from the bottom. Zopdei yiritva. The Efshoi Goymar. The Loisaka Daita Lafar Shachim. Aflur of Yossi. Ela Mikimei. The Idina. The Bimikai Midover. Akosim the Dabber. Vahava Svirale. The Kol Posel Posel Idei Tziru. The have in the Mishnah and the way we originally understood was that anybody who sees something, even if they were in Niskaven Lehayid, automatically they'll join together to Pasel. Avalabasa de Teritzna. But after we gave the Teritz, Al Pishnai made him Yakum Dover Bimikaimi Dover Akosim Daber. Shaminan Sha'af Rabbi Yossi Bidine Nefashis Delay Lo Paslu Elo Beidim Shiniskavnu Lutkaim Dover. That the only factor is going to be whether they were had Kavana. In other words, according to the Ritva, what Tosis is teaching us over here, according to the Ri, is not only a yesod in terms of what binds Adim together, that they need to have kavana to be meyid, and not only this idea that the event is not fulfilled until you have Agodas Adis Bebezdin, but something else happened. The Gemara actually changed. When the Gemara said Bebekaini Akosov, the Gemara actually changed its approach. And what the Gemara changed to was an approach in which the Gemara said that the only time that they're going to join together is Miskavnu. Okay, Rabosa, we need to continue with what the Machlokes is. There's something that's very much on my mind that I wanted to share with the Talmidim. I'll tell you in a way I felt very very close but very very far away, and one of the first things that I thought of when I was watching some news reports on kosher internet sites about what happened here on Friday, I felt that because the Talmidim, I don't know, I didn't have a chance to talk in Seder with many of the guys to know what they saw and what they didn't see and so on. But there are a lot of hargashos that I had that I think that's very very important to express. I want to emphasize this, that I speak as a young educator. I'm a young man. I don't claim to represent anything except a small person that tries to learn Torah with a few Talmidim. And please take that with a very, very heavy grain of salt. Yet at the same time, when something significant happens, I think if the Talmidim were even younger, it's a responsibility for a Rebbe to address it on some type of level. First, I want to talk about the phenomenon. There are a few nekudas here that require discussing. Rabosai, we need a broad perspective of the history of the Shalshelas HaMesorah to appreciate what's going on here. Liad Srib Mikdashenu, and to appreciate the Gadlus of Shivas Tzion, and yet at the same time also to appreciate the challenges that Klal Yisrael face today. 250, 300 years ago, particularly in Ashkenaz, the shtetl walls began to be broken down. Now, it wasn't just the shtetl walls that were being torn down. All of Europe was aflame with an enlightenment. The Enlightenment destroyed religiosity in Europe. To this day, the Christian church still is on its heels from that phenomenon. However, the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua describes, Yomur Sefer HaTorah Azem Mipicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, that no matter what's going to come to Klal Yisrael, that the Shalshelis HaMesorah is going to continue. And not only did we have the Haskalah, the Enlightenment, that cut at the core of the Torah Kedoshah, but we also had the Holocaust, which physically the majority of all yeshivos and chatzeros of Hasidus were destroyed. But Netzach Yisrael Yishaker, that against all odds, the Torah continues, Shalshelis HaMesorah continues. Rebbe learned from Talmidim. Talmidim have to remember that they're learning from Rabbeim. Yiftach Bedoro Kishmol Bedoro. And Baruch Hashem, the Shalshelis HaMesorah, including Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, Mamish, our tradition that goes back, Rebbe from Talmud continues today here in Eretz Yisrael particularly. Kimitzion Teitzei Seirah. On the other hand, Rabbosai, the effects of the reform on Klal Yisrael has been absolutely devastating. How many Jewish children are there that growing up today in the United States of America that don't even know how to read an Aleph? And it all started for those who didn't venerate the Shalshelis HaMesorah and the Chachmei HaMesorah. And one has to understand and realize that the passion that comes out of us B'nai Torah when we see those who are mezalzel in the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael at the holiest place that we have, to us, it hits in the heart of our very existence. We know that the Shalshelis HaMesorah is going to continue. We have Haftacha. But anybody who sees something that the entire essence of it is an attempt to reform a Shalshelis HaMesorah that's 2,000 years. I don't mean to make litzanis, but even if you look at the pictures of the women that are wearing tefillin, they even wear it in the process of the tzedukin. They understand, they put it between their eyes. The whole muhus of everything that the reform represents to us hits at our very, very core. And to us, when a person is bogeyed, when a person rebels against the Shalshelis HaMesorah, then what takes place is an attack on our very essence. But what happened on Friday was so beautiful, yet the world didn't see any of it. And I'm not talking about, I was just looking at it from the kosher internet sites. But what about from, I didn't even see how the New York Times reports it. Gedolei Torah from across the board, from Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita, Rav Steinman Shlita, and from what I understand, even the Rabbanim of the Dati Lumi world, Shlita, all of them suggested something that's absolutely beautiful. And what they suggested was to have and show that this does not represent the majority of Klal Yisrael. And in truth, Ki Mitzion Tzeisei Sorah, the emes of Torah comes out of Tzion, every single attempt by the reform to put its tentacles into the Masorah in Eretz Yisrael has entirely failed. They are a minority of a minority of a minority. Why? Because when we in the yeshiva celebrate on Simchas Torah, we sing, there's a beautiful Yiddish song, Torah is the best of Schayra. In an open market, there's no doubt, because we have Atacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as time and time and time again, as has shown, that even though everything else has fallen in the face of the Haskalah, and all other world religions, possibly except for Islam, which is a separate discussion, has fallen in the face of the Enlightenment, but a Mesorah of Emes that goes down from Rebbe to Talmud, from all the way back to Har Sinai, Netzach Yisrael Yishakeh. And so therefore the Gedolei Torah had a beautiful, beautiful suggestion. And that is, let us show the world how a Bas Torah really davens. I was sitting with Hananya. I didn't share this with him. I have to tell you, you might have noticed Hananya was speaking, what was it, Wednesday or so, about 5 o'clock. And Hananya was, we're looking down now, Baruch Hashem, at the Kosel HaMaravi. And just the picture of we see of people coming to visit, to daven, to pour out their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tourists that are coming, ki beis beis tefila yikar el chol ha'amin. For sure, there's a part of us that wishes that there would be more tznius. For sure. But the view that we have, the Kosel HaMaravi, the view that you guys know is the emes of what goes on here in Avodas HaKodesh. All of that was lost in the reporting on Friday. You could ask your parents. Anyhow, I was talking to Hananya. I was sitting on the porch. And I have to say that my eye caught, there was right up there, we could look up over there, right by Kol El Chabad, where they have the free kitchen. There was a Bas Yisrael that was davening. And there's something about the Kedusha of a Jewish woman and girl, the way they pour out their hearts at Kodesh Baruch Hu, that us men could only be mekana. It's such purity, such simplicity. Anyhow, so she was davening. She must have had, I watched that she had, when we were talking, we spoke for about 15 minutes, she must have had her face in the siddur for 15 minutes straight, rocking back and forth, not even by the Koto Plaza, up over there. And tens of thousands of Benos Yisrael came to show what is a mean Rachmana Liba boy? What is the Avodah Shebelev? Is it a function of just a woman showing that she could be the same as a man? Or that there's a purity of tefillah that a woman doesn't need to put on a talis and tefillin to be able to express? And Rabosai, I looked in the pictures on Yeshiva News, what's it called? Yeshiva World, Vasis Nayas. The Yeshiva the news reports. And I didn't see a single one of those tens of thousands of girls that came to daven. Not a single picture. A picture that every single one of you know. You know what the world saw? The world saw the cherubic faces of women who were davening with tefillin. And then they saw a few mishagoyim who don't understand the idea, Netzach Yisrael lo Yishaker, that if only we embody and show what is a mean Rachmana Liba boy, that the emes will come out. And all you saw was two things. Number one, chairs flying, coffee cups, them arresting a few people. And of course, the yeshiva sites only showed them arresting a few hooligans that threw things. And not a single picture of the beautiful tefillah of a Bas Yisrael. And thousands came to do that. Rabosai, we're in the thousands now, Baruch Hashem. They're a miut shebemiut. And every single maimon knows that our Mishal Shelis HaMasayr is going to continue.
Ki lo yomur sefer ha-Torah zeh mipicha. All we have to do is show them the beauty of the Havlei Avon, the mouths of Klal Yisrael. But when we fight, instead of showing them the beauty of it, then Chas v'chalila the son of Yisrael turn it into their field day. And I looked at the pictures, and you and I know every hook and cranny of this place, and you see the tension and the anger. And this is our passion over here. To these corners to us represent the beauty of Avas Yisrael and Amelus Fateira. Why can't we embody that more? Why can't we show that the Muhus of Klal Yisrael is this Messiah of Rebbe the Talmud from mother to daughter? Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. At the end of the day, we know there's a haftafa that there's going to be a geula, and there's a haftafa that there's that Klal Yisrael is going to be choizel avodasam. Somehow we have to find a way that's a miut, a minority that represents the Ziyuf HaTorah, can't come away looking as the beautiful faces of prayer and us looking like that we are the gangsters. What's the solution? I don't know. There's a saying that's said over to justify some of the violence, that when something hurts, you scream and you fight and you throw stones. I don't think that mahalach is correct. When a person is hurt, when a yid is hurt, a yid has a way that he reacts that represents his yadus, that represents his purity of neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmayim, that these beautiful scenes that we see here all the time, that should be the scenes that the world sees. That Be'ezer Hashem we should be zocha, that there should be a kedusha and tahara that comes out, that there should be a sense of the loftiness of what Klal Yisrael represents and what the Messiah represents, and not chas v'chalila the opposite. And if we slowly, 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 my one piece of optimism is that if we slowly, slowly, slowly begin to make a dent where we begin to show, we set our mind to show to the world the beauty of the Avas HaTorah, the beauty of Avas Yisrael, the beauty of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, there's no doubt that amongst Klal Yisrael that's going to win. And we begin to focus and allow to let that come out and not be defensive anymore. There's no reason for us to be defensive. There's no reason for us to fight them head on. The greatest way to fight it is to fight it in a way where we show the beauty of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, the beauty of the Chachmei HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a say after the Shema, that we should show the world the Rachel Darchi Noam, that we should show the world that the beauty, it's what a tragedy. Tens of thousands of girls came to pour out their hearts. And that no one will know that. That was entirely lost. And what was emphasized was the belligerence of B'nai Torah, which is nothing of who we are. Is it our fault? Absolutely not. Is the world looking for that? Are they looking to capture the four or five Mishugayim? Absolutely. But it has to be part of our consciousness. Has to be part of our awareness. If it's not going to be part of our awareness, then it's just going to keep on happening. And yes, when it hurts, a Jew cries out. But a Jew doesn't cry out by throwing stones. A Jew doesn't cry out by showing aggression. A Jew cries out by saying, wait a second, he puts the arm around somebody else. And I guarantee you, that if this happens every Rosh Chodesh, of course it's a tragedy the Supreme Court allowed. I'll explain that in a moment. But if this would happen every Rosh Chodesh and tens of thousands of girls would come every Rosh Chodesh to show how a Jewish woman davens, eventually the talis and the tefillin will fall away. I want to emphasize one more point. 2 weeks ago, someone in the Gris Kollel asked me about this. By the way, things have changed here in Eretz Yisrael, things change very fast. There was, from what I understand, an agreement that right there, you can look at it right there, that's Robinson's Arch, that there was an agreement that they were going to have their quote-unquote prayer service by Robinson's Arch. So one of the Talmidim asked me what I think about that, that there was an agreement. Rabbi Rabinovich agreed to Sharansky, probably as a bidyeved, he agreed with it. And then in the last minute, you know what happened? It was they, the women of the wall, who said they don't want. They begged for this provocation. And then the Supreme Court gave them permission to do it. This was all orchestrated by them. But we fell into the trap. What was supposed to happen was they were going to take that area and they were going to have a prayer group over there. So one of the Talmidim asked what's going to happen. So I said to them, I'll tell you, I'm not a Gadol B'Yisrael. I have no right to voice a halachic opinion. But I said, if it's going to happen, and if that deal is going to be brokered, which supposedly I read in the newspaper, Rabinovich, the Rav of the Kotel, was behind that deal, so what's going to happen is one of two things. Either, number one, eventually it's going to die out, because once they have their place and the cameras are gone, they're not going to come anymore. Any Jewish woman that really, really wants to get in touch with the Omek of a Ruchnius, that's not going to last very, very, very long. And I know some of these women. Some of them now are one of the biggest and brightest educators in the Torah world today, who started off as radical feminists. I have names in mind right now. Names that some of you guys know. Doesn't last. They realize that coming once Rosh Chodesh and making a show, at the end of the day, that's not Avodas Hashem. Reform doesn't last. Either it's going to disappear, and then I said the other pachad is that it might become an interreligious group. That eventually Christians will come, and so on and so forth, and God forbid, then there will be a whole new religion that would start by Robinson's Arch. Those are the two tzedakim that I had. Why did they reject it? Because they themselves understand that. They themselves understand that their etzem ma'amad, their etzem position, is not going to last. It will only last as long as there's provocation. The moment the provocation falls away, MS rises to the top, and Klal Yisrael is going to be Nenatzeach. The Shalshelas HaMesorah is going to be Nenatzeach. So Rabosai, I beg of every single Talmud in his way, that there has to be a way in which every single one of us could show the Rachel Darchei Noam every single time that there's been violence around this area. I say this with pachat. Near the Har HaBayis in the history of Klal Yisrael, there's a scary, scary, scary totzah that comes from it. Scary totzah that comes from it. And every single person has to do everything they can to project the Klal Yisrael, the beauty of the Shalshelas HaMesorah. And with a patience. With a patience. The Chazon Ish described, he says, right now we're a few, we're just a few people. I guarantee that in a couple of generations, or three or four generations, you will see that we will rebuild even further than ever was in Europe. And the Chazon Ish's words have come true. And we have even words that are greater than the Chazon Ish, the words of the Nevi'im HaKadoshim. And Nevi'im also said that we have to make sure to represent Torah as Torah of Ne'imus. Is this a Pashat Sugya? No. But Rabosai, we have a responsibility to project the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We'll have a mincha now?
Yes.